Welcome. Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Welcome to Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Late Nights Podcast with Sexy and Savage. I'm your host, Gas Station P, and this is my co-host,
Miss Tina.
How you been doing, Tina?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm cool. It's on a Tuesday night this time.
Tuesday.
No.
I gotta get some tacos when I leave by there.
Why?
Because I'm hungry.
I don't eat no tacos, though.
I do.
But, yes, this is episode 7, Sweetest
Taboo.
Yes, yes, so.
What does taboo mean to you?
Taboo means, I always put it with, like mother-in-law and son-in-law having sex. Something forbidden, basically.
You did not even
know. I swear to God, that's what I thought. No, I did. I mean, he explained it a little better.
Now you know.
So I used this thing. I just told him. I said,
you
Vern.
You just found out that it meant that.
But no, I said, Vern. I said, I always thought it was this. And he said, yeah, that's what it is.
Then you're going to use Vern words.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds better. But yeah, that's what I always, you know, looked at it as. Well, thought it was. And turns out that's what it is.
Have you ever had taboo sex?
What's the other areas of it?
Anything. Sex is forbidden. Taboo sex was used like way, way, way back where you're not supposed to do it. It's secretive. It's, you know, it's like the sacred of the sacred. Like, things that are off limits.
Fucking a friend. Yeah. Like, that's about it.
Pardon me.
Why you do that?
Because I have burped.
Oh. But yeah, that's like the only thing that I did that was, you know, taboo-ish.
So I named this episode Sweetest Taboo because I wanted to get into fetishes.
Okay.
And I was reading this book. I'm a big reader. No one knows that. I love to read. And I was reading this book, and the couple, the wife actually was into, she had some strong fetishes. Like, she enjoyed being pissed on, spit in
her
mouth.
Oh, I've done that. Yes, I've done that.
Things like that. So I feel like that kind of stuff is frowned down upon. Like, ugh, they got a fetish. So in a relationship, are you required to cater to that person's fetishes?
In a relationship, if you really, I put it like this. If you're really in love with somebody, mm-hmm, and you want to, you know, make the shit work and whatever the case is, whatever they want, whatever they need, and sex, far as sex, why not?
That's a hard one. For me, it is, at least. Like, if...
I mean, you may have your limits, but, you know, you still...
I pay for my man to have a session with someone who will cater to his fetishes at least once or twice a month.
Why you won't do it, though?
I'm not into... I'm not pissing on you. I'm not doing scat play. I'm debatable on the spit.
Scat
shit
is fucking disgusting.
But some people are into that. I'm okay with feet. I can get my feet done. I can wear heels. I could do the high arches. I could do all of that. But there's fetishes go way, 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 way deep. Like, it's a big thing.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
It pushes you to your limits. So at the end of the day, it's like, I don't know. My
so you never really had a fetish, huh?
No. I'm not even really a cuddler. Like, I feel like if you got a fetish, let me know in the gate.
So are you vanilla?
I'm definitely not vanilla. I'm into all the fun. But fetishes is not vanilla. That's a fetish. It's something that takes you to higher heights. Because sometimes some people can't come without those extra things being done to them.
That's true.
Asphyxiation. That's a thing.
That's true. I mean, me personally, I like... being, you know, a woman spitting in my mouth, or me spitting in a woman's mouth. I pissed on someone before.
But those are things you tried. You're not into that.
I am.
Oh, you like to piss on girls?
If she want me to, yeah, I'll do it.
Was y'all on the motherfucker? Was y'all on the floor?
In the tub. It was in the tub.
I cannot see. I'm
and then
not
one
that.
Was outside. I mean, I have a problem.
But I feel like if you're into something other than what I'm comfortable with, I'm going to pay for somebody to take care of that for you. Because you have to be comfortable with your mate enough to express your needs and wants to that person. And sexual desires is something that's, like, super important in a relationship. That comes next to communication. So if I already know that I don't check these three boxes for you, But so, I love you. I'm gonna pay for someone to check them three for you. Cause I can't do it.
What if he wants you to do it?
I cannot. I cannot even do it.
Can you meet him halfway?
I can't even pee with the door open.
If the can you hold his dick while you pee? Maybe if he
no way. You are an adult. No, hell.
Can
no.
you spit? Well, you said you may spit in somebody's mouth.
I've done the spit thing. But you cannot spit in my mouth.
Have you also?
It's not even spit. It's like natural saliva. Any kind of taboo thing
that you like though? Period. Like anything that's very forbidden or somewhat forbidden that you want to try or.
I've done some forbidden things.
Like what?
Like I've tickled a butt or two every now and then.
That's not forbidden.
Sticking my finger in their ass is forbidden.
I mean, I guess.
Men don't like. No more. I don't know.
No more. A lot of this shit is not really forbidden, yeah, though. If you really look at it.
People don't really
talk Everybody's about doing that. This shit. Yeah.
But here's the thing, right? It's not forbidden, right? Because we talk about it every day. And a lot of times, some men are not comfortable with that. Like, just to be like, yeah, nigga, she stuck a finger in my ass, bro. That shit felt good. Niggas is not saying that.
Some niggas do.
Show me one that said that he like a finger or two in his butt.
I like my ass ache.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, said it in front of them niggas. So, I mean, shit, they knew that from a long time ago.
Are you just up and told them? Like,
we was on the show. No, I didn't up and say, hey, Tim, you know, I got my ass ate the other day. I didn't do no shit like that. But we was on the show, and I'm like, you know.
I don't like my ass play with at all. Mm. I don't do a finger, don't lick it, nothing. I just like get out of there.
I can't have no manners to put a thumb in your butt. Huh?
No. No. Oh, I don't like that. I'd be like get out of there all the time. Yuck. I don't like this move right here. Mm-mm. I don't like that.
I even go deep and throw two of them in there. No, I'm sorry. But yeah, I've done that before. I mean, everybody has. Like, to be honest though, taboo is really not taboo anymore.
Well,
like,
not, you have not to go as taboo as far as.
I don't even know.
Because like, you know, in the past,
other shit you say, you can't even call that taboo.
You really can't, but you got to remember this, right? Sex has not been as open and readily available as it is right now today. As it was it's 5, 10 years ago.
It's very open.
Like every, and one thing here, I'll say this. I love the gay community, all of that. Every show we turn on has some type of
power,
homosexuality just had in it. And to me, I feel like don't just force that on people. That yeah. kind of sex is forbidden.
Power but just had it.
I enjoy gay sex.
So that's a taboo?
I guess, if you call it that. I watch gay porn. But I watch it for learning purposes only.
What do you learn from gay porn?
How to, pardon me, gobble a weenus.
Do you really, do you think that's true?
That
men know how to suck dick better
than women? Yes, and vice versa. Women know how to eat the poom-poom right, and men know how to do it. Because as you're that, you know what you want. So I'm going to give you everything that I want.
I don't think that's true.
I think it's true.
I mean, I never messed with a guy.
Right, like, hey. So you ain't never. But I've interacted on some certain levels with ladies, and they.
So the women you gave you head.
Yeah.
Gave you, so no man.
Way better.
No man has matched the woman.
Two.
Okay.
And one time I walked away and my joint was super swollen.
Why do you think?
Because he was good.
Like no, I ain't talking about why it was swollen.
Well, I didn't know why it was swollen. It was
why
hard.
Why was it so
like a,
good?
Because he paid attention to my body.
There you go. So when you deal with a man that cares and pay attention to your body,
well, most
bam,
niggas don't care.
You'll get that. Because you're fucking with niggas. You fucking with boys, not niggas. Well, grown men.
Because grown men can be selfish lovers too. A lot of people are selfish lovers. Now, here's the thing, right? Now, as a woman, I encourage every woman to do this. Make sure you come first. And do this at least one time in your life. Come first and then leave. Like, stop. Be like, oh my God, I got something to do. I got to go. Like, right after you come and just get on the
phone. That's not going to happen with me.
Shit.
That's not going
to
happen.
Like, oh, my stomach.
I don't even go to that.
My stomach
that,
hurts.
That shit when he's, oh, okay, I'm going to sleep. No, you finna keep fucking. You talk to all that shit. We still going. Mm-hmm. Goddamn.
Women, we need to stand up for ourselves and.
But don't come you want? First don't you want good dick? Don't you want long lasting good dick?
I mean, if it's good, it's good, and if it's bad, it's bad.
But don't you want long lasting good dick? Is the question.
Now, come and still be rock hard?
Either one.
Cause I fucked with a nigga like that, and my God, my legs was hurting and shit. Like it just would not go down. He just coming, dick still out. Coming still. Like,
what nigga have my like,
he didn't. He did not.
How you know?
That was his moment. Cause no. I had a moment like no, that. Vern, I ain't gonna lie. Listen, I had a moment like that.
As
but that don't come often.
The you know what I'm saying? Man upstairs. Every time we did it. It was always
that
like
nigga was popping them gas station
bills.
Ain't no dick doing that. I'm sorry.
No, I can.
I've done it maybe five times out of my life.
This bruh, this what he do is stay hard.
You understand the Viagra work for 24 hours.
No, but
gas station bills work for fucking 4 days.
You don't know about it. You don't know
how you be sleep and I just wake you up out your
bed. That's what Viagra does.
Or a gas station pill.
It worked right.
I don't think he did that because it's been was too many occasions that
he probably. Think about it. He probably
met with you.
I know a nigga who popped them pills all the fucking time.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like that shit, I can't do. I mean, I can do it, but me, if I do come, I can get back up. But we have to get freaky with it. Like, you have to do some freaky shit, such as spit in my mouth, shit like that, so I can get back
up. pardon me. So, do your fetishes supersede your normal sexual desire?
I don't know.
Like, you're not able to get off by normal sex unless something...
You know what? I don't know. Because sometimes I had the fetishes and shit I like, and I don't come. I just enjoy sex that much. Like, I want to continuously have sex and continuously have sex without... I will hold my nut, and I'll jack off if you sleep, and just go bust a nut like that. As long as I keep going,
I got yelled at for doing that one time where a guy didn't get me off, and then like he was done, and then I took care of myself, and he felt offended.
Why you were right there? That would get me back hard.
Like
that would turn me on to be like, I didn't
like
get back
he was
here.
Offended. Like, what the fuck? I ain't do it for you. Nah, you didn't. No.
Why you tell him to go back at it?
Because I didn't want it no
more. Oh, damn. I didn't do it in the face then. Myself. You just treated them bogus as hell.
I did a better job myself at it. So, do you require a woman to accept you with your extra sexual desires?
Do I require it? No, but I would like for you to at least give it a try with the shit I like. You can at least give it a try, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have to do everything. I'm not to the point where... Oh, I need to piss on you, or I need you to do this, or whatever the case is. I don't always need it, but I would like to try it or do
that. So, if you were in, say, for instance, you're in a relationship and you desire multiple women, so you want to have threesomes all the time, would you require your girlfriend
to be a swinger, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I was that type of person.
So, she would have to fuck niggas too?
If I was that type of person, yeah.
Oh, hell no.
If we were swingers, I mean, that's what swingers do. If you're a swinger, then that's the life you live.
But one person could be a swinger and the other one could be a voyeur.
If that excites that person, then cool.
Here's my thing. I don't want anyone else invading my personal body space unless I want them to.
Right.
So I'm not going to I won't physically partake in a threesome per se if I don't want to, but I'll watch.
You just said you like threesomes.
I enjoy them, but most times I'm not participating.
Why you don't participate?
Because I prefer him to have sex with her.
I mean, let's see. Everybody has their own little way. It's a lot
so
of...
So you're like a reverse cockle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you is. You're a cuckold, but reversed. So now, women, you'll be what?
But you do understand same cuckolds thing? Swap nut, right?
They don't always have to. When I went to the swinger club, that's what happened, and I didn't swap nothing. I just fucked his wife, and that was it.
Yeah, no, most times, I prefer to be the director of that matchup. All
right.
Only because I'm weird like that, though. I don't want to suck dick with you.
So you want to suck dick with the girl?
No, I don't want to do that shit.
You want her to see you? Would you play with yourself in the process, or you just
sometimes
sit and watch?
I will, but sometimes I'll hold her legs up. I'll force, you know.
So you helping a little bit.
Yeah, like, because I already know what you want, right?
Right.
And the idea of a threesome is to give you something that you're not having already, right, on a regular basis. Right. So my thing is this. I want you to fuck her how you do me. Make her feel how you make me feel.
Okay.
And so, like,
and yeah. That gets you on.
Yeah, I'd be turned on because then by the time you get to me, we on a poppin'. You know what I'm saying? Because you've gotten what you needed. You got your fix of something different. And now you can thank me for allowing you to please yourself in another way. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me.
That's cool. That's not a bad idea. That's real cool.
Because, I mean, not every... what I say is this. You can find yourself on the wrong side of a threesome. Mm-hmm. And that's not a good thing either. Because jealousy... like, I ain't jealous. I want to do this. And sometimes as ladies, this is just a key for ladies. If you ever decide to partake in a threesome, make sure you do it for yourself, not for the guy. Because a man is going to do it because what nigga wouldn't want two bitches giving him head or fucking two different pussies? As a woman, you have to do that for yourself. It's something that you want to do. So I always say with sex, it's always self first. And everything else comes after that. If it's not going to be pleasing to you, then don't do it because you don't feel comfortable with it.
Right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sex can be a very dangerous thing.
Yeah, get people in because the feelings, all that
it's
shit.
It's feelings involved. And even if it's,
well, people
like,
go to a further too far.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Because I was in a situation.
I always felt like if you giving me that, there's no reason for me to go.
Like, I had a bad, it wasn't necessarily a bad experience for myself. It was a bad experience for the other young lady. Because in her mind, her and him were a lot closer, or whatever he put on to be. But him and I had a long history. Like, we had been fucking. And then he was like, oh, yeah, I want to have a threesome. I never did it before. I was like, okay, cool. So I never switched nothing up that him and I did. So right. Typically, the next morning, like, I gotta get up, we fucking, and I go home. But she was there. And so, but I never switched nothing up. So we started having sex the next morning, and she spazzed the fuck out. Wow. Like,
she was still there?
Because we was fucking, and then I sometimes I could be very ignorant, and then I just
wait, hold on,
because
y'all two was fucking and she wasn't doing
it. In the morning, right. That was her nigga.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this wasn't an agreement.
But how would I know what the agreement is if he never disclosed that information to
me? That's why you say, wait a minute, let me ask your girl.
I'm not going to ask none of that shit. Like, I'm not asking none of that shit. Because when he brought me into the situation, it was like...
But, I mean, you know shit, so you gotta ask.
How would I know? I don't
know.
You
know how the motherfuckers
look,
is.
I'm here for the fun, and I ain't switching shit up because I want to go to work with a good time. And then I looked at her while we was doing it, and I said, baby, it ain't done until we all leave. She was heated. She was finna fight and shit. And then he just closed the door, and we finished. And then thankfully, now her and I are friends, but we're cool. Like, we speak to each other. Before a long time, I didn't feel bad or anything, but I did say, like, damn, nigga, why you ain't saying nothing to me about that?
That's terrible. You bogus.
How am I bogus?
You ain't gotta respect that girl, man.
How am I gonna respect somebody that I don't know?
You should have been like, all right, let me leave. You should have left the situation.
Why?
You let the nigga close the door.
Good. I
what if she came
finish.
Back with a gun and killed your ass?
I ain't worried about
that. You gotta
that.
Be smart.
That happened to me. Me and my baby mama, she's bisexual. So, look, long story short, we ended up having a threesome. Mm-hmm. Great night. Just hot sex, squirters, and all, it's just crazy. Right. But the next day, you know, woke up. Me and the other girl woke up. My baby mama's still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
We're going at it.
Right.
Now, my baby mama come to see us in the middle of the hallway. She's upset.
You niggas is rude. Why would you do that?
But at the same time, now, the other girl was my girlfriend. So one time, she was out. So me and my baby mama going at it. She comes in, and she gets upset.
So nobody, y'all wasn't even in the what is it, polygamy?
Were you guys all together in a throuple?
Right.
At that point, yes.
So they really wanted trouble because they getting mad.
Well, I think they
We was all at the point living together.
Okay, so maybe the days was off or something.
No, it's just a jealousy.
And I can get that too, because like, for instance, like there was a another time. There was another time where I was messing with this guy, and I did not know that the girl at the time, she was my best friend. I didn't know that she was my I didn't know that he was fucking with her. Because sometimes us ladies have a bad habit of just giving a nigga a nickname, and like, that's just stick with him. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all really do that?
Yes, we do. Like, we don't know the guy's first name or anything. So me and this guy, we've been, you know, rocking or whatever, and come to find out, he knew that her and I were friends, but never said nothing to me. And the night of my birthday, we have a good time. My best friend, we rocking or whatever. So he go on Twitter and said, fell asleep next to a red bone, woke up to a chocolate fee. And so the girl at the time was my best friend. She had put two and two together, and she hit me up like, you fucking XYZ.
So that's corny shit, man. And you do shit like, just to be cool about it. I mean, be cool. Like, you ain't got to do all that, man.
I was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, yeah. She was like, bitch, fuck you. That's my man. I'm like, wait a minute. Who is he? Who is he? And then she told me the nickname. And then I was like, I felt bad. But the D was so good, I didn't quit messing with him. I just told her, like, damn, that's tough. I'm sorry.
That's corny shit, dude. Like, I wouldn't do no shit like that, man. I mean, not what you did. I'm talking about what he did.
But, like, I felt like you didn't have to go on Twitter like
that. Right, that's what I'm saying. You didn't have to do none of that.
And then his homies was like,
that was sucker shit. Like, fam.
He had to brag.
He had to be a guy. He had
two of them.
Everybody does. What are you talking about, man? Like.
But, yeah, I think.
I had a situation where it was wrong. Like, we was having a threesome, man. I didn't expect this. It came to me. So I'm eating her out. Then I start eating the girl out. And then I'm like, okay, we're doing a threesome. So let me shove my dick in this. And the girl didn't like it. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Because you want to know why? Because some women, again, they don't
wake
do
me up without giving me information.
They don't do it for self. They don't do it for self. So here's the thing. And I tell this to any of my female friends. I had a situation where a good friend of mine came to me and asked me, could I be a part of her and her husband's situation? I was like, yeah, I don't really know. Okay, fine. We get there, and midway through, I immediately sensed the tension. And I knew that this is not what she wanted. Like, she felt like it would be a good gift for her husband, and okay, we're gonna do that. But I immediately sensed. Wow.
What did you do?
So here's the thing. I didn't do anything.
You didn't overdo it. You didn't.
He was.
No, he never touched me. Like, I sensed it. Like, you know, like a mama bear take over her shit. I was just like.
I mean, that's her territory.
And I grabbed her. I said, I know you're not comfortable.
Right. We'll just leave
it
alone.
I said, do you just want me to sit and watch? And I gave her that option, because that way she could see she tensed up, because sometimes a man may give you a look that he never gave his girl before. And those are the things you have to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Like, he may give you a swivel and a twist that he never gave his girl before.
I mean, every pussy is different.
It is, but it may feel better to him. Salute. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, do you run the risk? Bless you.
No, you just stop. Like, at that point, you if this is your woman, so, and you know you love her, and you see it's not,
don't,
you know,
do that no more.
Making her happy, you just stop. That's all. You just stop. You don't keep going.
I don't want to stop, because
I mean, yeah, you don't want to stop.
Not me. I'm saying, like, why stop? We're here now.
You don't want to stop, but. You know what I'm saying? You just keep the shit going.
You don't listen. Remember I told you guys about those condoms? I'm switching it up. Fellas, these condoms right here.
What are those?
Mike Rollingwood condoms.
Who?
Mike Rollingwood. He's a porn star. Go order you these. They stretch, they fit girth. Bless you. They're like really good condoms. Try them. It feels like next to nothing. And they don't smell. They don't have that little nasty little taste like condoms have. Here, Timmy Pool. Use them. Tell me how they work.
Man, I go raw. Okay? Now, I'm going to try these out.
I'm in my head, but I'm like, I'm
going to
use them.
Latex condom, micro little brand condoms, deliver protection against pregnancy. And if
y'all rawing around here?
I'm going to try it. I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm gonna give it a shot.
Hold on, wait, I gotta digress for a second. Sarah Marie, I don't know you, but I want you to be one of my co-hosts on one of my shows. I'm gonna inbox you when I'm done with this, cause she's so funny on my Facebook. What's the next topic?
You said them all.
No, I thought I threw one more in there.
Do you comply with your mate's special request?
Oh, this for Mr. Man here. He probably don't even use condoms.
And then fetishes during sex. Use them all.
I did. I know what I want to talk about.
Oh, it was another thing I wanted to say too.
Go ahead.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Go ahead, finish. I'll try to think about it.
I wanted to talk about this whole Ari Moneybagg Yo situation. Would you be okay with a lady buying you a car that you already have? I feel like she could have did such a much better job.
What, by buying him another car?
I wouldn't have... Listen.
Is that his favorite car?
I wouldn't have bought my nigga no car.
I would be appreciated that you bought me a car.
I wouldn't buy my nigga no another car. You know what I do? I'm going to buy that block that nigga's trapped on where he sold drugs at. I'm buying the whole block. I'm buying the block.
Tina, shut up.
I am.
You sound like Tasha, dumbass.
I'm gonna buy the block.
You don't buy no fucking block.
Fuck that.
You gonna buy a building so that man can make money.
I am. Don't buy no fucking block. If you sell drugs on...
Tina, stop.
On Lake and Madison.
There's no fucking dope dealers right now.
All the buildings on Lake and Madison, they're yours now, baby.
You buy him a dispensary so he can sell weed. You buy shit like that.
Don't? I did. I bought the block.
No, that's fucking stupid.
You making money off them buildings.
You don't own that block?
You do own it. When I buy all the business, you own the block.
No, you don't. That white man's still on that block.
I'm buying the land.
You buying...
Tina. I feel like she could have did a better job. A fucking car. Like,
she didn't know. She just...
She should have known.
A lot of women know. A lot of women don't know what to get their man.
Listen, this is the type of person...
I got a pair of iPods for my birthday one time, and she threw them at me. Oh, you don't throw them at me. She could at least...
You spit on me.
I'm sorry. You could at least... I got a lisp. You could at least gave it to me like, here you go, babe.
Listen, I am the best gift giver. Like, if I'm dealing with a guy, like, I was dealing with a gentleman before that had everything that... Anything a man could have, he had it. So I had to go into my creative box, and I went and made him a gift basket of everything that he liked. The candy, the drawers, everything.
I had that before.
And he was so appreciative of it.
Yeah, that's... Niggas like shit like that. Like, that really means a lot.
He was like, damn, ain't nobody never really thought... Is he like that? Ain't nobody really thought of to do nothing like that for me.
Yeah, I like shit like that. Do something small and sweet. I really appreciate shit like that. I don't like you don't have to buy me sneakers. If you do, cool. But once you throw me some little shit like that.
That condom is for you.
I'm appreciative.
And when you use it, let me know how I feel. I'm for real. It feels like there's nothing on.
I'm gonna use it.
I'm
gonna use it tonight.
I put my niece uncle on, and he'd be like, I need to re-up. Order me some more.
And it's by... I'm gonna try this out.
His name is Mike Rollingwood.
I'm gonna try this out.
They like $20 a box. It's like 12 coming a box.
Okay. Mm-mm.
He don't live here. I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a long time. I just use his product. But I'll probably reach out.
Yeah, let's do that. So, you have no taboos.
Mm-mm.
Well, you've done a taboo, you said.
I've done a taboo thing. I've pegged before.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
It was interesting.
What made it interesting?
I never did it before, and it was an odd... Like, we went to the toy store together. We bought all these things. I'm like, oh, he likes toys. He's going in. And then when we got back to the room, he was like, put this on. I didn't see him purchase it. And he was like, put this on. I'm like, what's this for? And then he told me that he was into that. And it turned me on because it gave me control.
Mm. Like, so you like control.
That's one of the reasons why I enjoy giving head so much. Because it's the only time that where I'm really in control. Like, I can control everything.
You never tried to control a man just period? Like,
like BDSM type?
No, not even that. Just be in control of... The situation that...
Well,
night.
I know that men like... at some point, you have to be a submissive. I already have a strong personality, so I know that during sex, I may have to tone it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for the right person, I'll be submissive, but I ain't never just came in there with a whip like, take your motherfucking clothes off, nothing like that.
Try it. You should try it. Try it.
Nike it.
Just do it. Just try it. You I mean, if you got that right man that's willing to, you know. All right, she like buying blocks, and she said.
That's not true, though. That's not true because I've done some things to some hood niggas that people be shocked.
You pegged the hood nigga?
They not down low.
You pegged the hood nigga?
Huh?
You pegged the hood nigga?
Not with a dildo, but with my finger, yeah. They enjoyed it. And then threatened me all in the same time. Like, bitch, you better not say nothing. I was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. God damn, you spitting everywhere.
Nigga, I got a lisp.
What ass now?
Oh, bam, this is what I want to talk about. Now, would you love, and guys, you too, would you love, Tina, your man? I just seen a video of Young Jock. He said he got his dick tattooed with his girl's name. Would you love for your man to do that for you?
Tattoo my name on his dick?
Yeah.
So I know it's real?
I guess.
So you know it's over?
No, I don't want you to do that.
Would you guys do
it? I mean, you're going to walk around with Phyllis on your dick? That's like 7 fucking letters.
First of all, let's be real. Let's say y'all...
Would you do it, Vern?
Let's say somebody died. You know...
Vern gonna do it.
The next chick gotta sit here and take this dick in her mouth with a whole nother female name on your dick.
Vern. Would you do it, too? Hell no. So, Vern, would you do it?
No.
Would you do it?
Fuck no.
Phil gonna do it. That's why
you... No, I'm not gonna do that shit. First of all, I have a big fear of my dick never getting back hard again. So, if I do that shit, my fear is...
I mess with a dude.
If I don't get hard, that shit gonna... I'm gonna kill everybody.
He had his joint pierced 7 times straight up the shaft.
What is... Did he tell you like the sensation that? Because I always wondered what is...
He said it feel great.
Really?
Like, he said he loved that shit. And it was... I didn't use it, though. Because I was nervous. Because I'm a germophobic. And them... It was like...
Maybe with rings?
Here's the joint. It's like the ones on my joints. The barbell. It was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then a Prince Albert on that motherfucker.
What's a Prince Albert?
Through the head.
God damn.
And like, I was like,
hold on. Was this a brother?
Yes. Yes.
I know white boys do shit like that.
Niggas is creeps too, Vern. Don't be like niggas ain't.
It was a black guy. And he told me, he was showing me videos like the girls was going nuts on that thing. I'm like, well, I don't want to use that. That's icky. Because imagine if he doesn't clean himself properly. Like, oh my God, no. No, no. No, no, no. Why, Lord?
That's crazy. I couldn't do shit like that.
Nah, but... So, like, when I tell you he was into that tie you up, like, torture sex. That's what he was into.
That gets him off.
And I met him at one of the little porn shows that was up here. In Rosemont, and we just connected instantly, and we was just talking and shit, because one of my friends, she at the time was, like, one of the top phone sex operators coming out.
Like, I like pain, but not like that.
Nah, he was into torture, though.
Yeah.
Like
erotica?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, like, got a thing in his room where he sent you up to that motherfucker, and then he got all these little toys and stuff that, like...
I know. I've heard a story of a dude... He was, like, not happy. He was vanilla sex, basically, with his girlfriend. And she was, like, trying to figure out, what can I do to turn him on. So she said she was giving him head. And while she was giving him head, she kind of scraped his dick.
I know a lot of guys that like
that. I like my dick bit, but scraping until it was bleeding, because she said she started feeling, like, blood, so it started tasting like copper. And it was bleeding, and he was just going harder and harder and harder and harder. Like, found out he likes torture. I'm like, that's weird. You're not scraping my dick to the bleed. I'm sorry.
Like, it was request that you just graze it, like.
Yeah, that feel good, but not no motherfucking, so the blood comes out.
But one time, this dude, he had a horse dick. It was horsey and wide, and my mouth could not be open wide enough.
You got a big mouth, then.
His joint was thick, like. Thick as hell, and I was like, it couldn't get that big. I couldn't even go down, and we all know I could.
Tina goes down. Shut up. You just said we all know.
But that shit was terrible. Oh, I just think about it gives me a headache. So you like to be pissed on.
I didn't say I like to be pissed on.
Oh.
I said I pissed on people.
He does.
I like to be squirted on. Squirted on is
exciting. Okay, let me ask you this. I've taught myself how to do that.
Squirt.
Because I was reading one of Toni Morrison's books.
Who was Toni Morrison?
An author. Great books, by the way, Miss Toni. And I taught myself how to do it. But there was a guy named Golden Wayne. That's his name. Like, everybody, like, all my sisters, they know exactly who he is. And he did things to my body that I've never had done again. Like, the first time I ever squirted, any of that. Like, he was the truth. Shout out to him. Like, I never... Since him, I've never had a man to, like, pay attention to my body. Like, just take me places, like, physically, emotionally, anywhere that he took my body. Mm-hmm. And that's when I learned at that time. When I started messing with him, I learned that men are selfish lovers. Because dick is dick. But when a man takes his time with you, that's a whole nother feeling.
I don't think all men are selfish lovers.
I had to. Let me take that back. Because I had another dude. We was doing it. And then it was these random-ass tears that start rolling down my face. And you know that video of the lady saying that he hit something in you and he ain't supposed to be there? That's what that nigga did. And
I had that. Motherfucker held me.
I had that.
It was like, I love you. It was like...
Do you like... And I don't know if this is a fetish, but I like to talk during sex. Like
talk what? Like what talk, though? Sex talk. Don't be don't know.
Don't say every fucking
thing. Right. Don't be saying, hey, what you gonna do tomorrow? Did you
pay your bills last night?
What? Because I've done that before.
Get off my dick. Get off my dick right
baby,
now.
Baby, did you pay the motherfucking cable?
No, I like being talked to, too.
Yeah, bitch, I paid the cable.
That should be funny as hell.
Daddy, did you like that cornbread I made?
Damn, you know what? I've done that before. The motherfucker made like a dessert.
Bitch, you gonna make that cheesecake?
What the fuck was it? I forget. I was like, you made some good motherfucking dessert. I was like, I've done that before. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I did do that shit. Like, that motherfucking cake was good, baby.
And I'm weird, like, people may not like this when I say this, but if I know I'm fucking with a nigga that got a wife at home, or we've been open and honest with each other, I'll ask. I'll be like, this bitch pussy feel like, man, like, or I fuck you better than her, or who suck your dick better. I ask those questions.
I think it's a women's
thing. That's a competitive thing.
I
do that too. I do that when I know you fuck the guy. Uh-huh. I say that I do the same shit. His dick ain't like mine, is it? And you motherfuckers say no, and you start screaming, I go harder. I do the same shit. I've done the same shit. Like, nigga, you back, ain't you? You ain't leaving me. I keep holding this gun.
He can't.
I'm ready to punch
this motherfucker. Use this motherfucker. You stupid.
No, I've done the same shit. You wrinkle my shit up.
I'm talking about that one.
Nah, but yeah, I've done that before. Like, it's a competitive thing. Especially if you tell me you fuck somebody else, I wanna make sure I be the best. I don't play that shit. So,
okay.
Motherfucker tell me a story and this. Oh, now it's time for me. Let me go hard.
Tim, what you doing over there?
He's working.
Answer the question, Tim.
Working.
No, I asked you a question, though.
What was working?
Not that question.
Oh, this is work, people.
Right.
My ex.
That's why we tell them to bring people on the show.
Sex.
Oh yeah. Big shit talking.
I mean, that's the best. That makes it go.
He made it like the Rock. Finally.
You silly.
So when you bust, what do you do? Not you.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't really know. I think I'd be quiet.
You shake?
I think I tense up. Like when I make myself do it, I'd be like, God damn, I do a lot of crazy shit. I like to record myself, though. Like, if I'm playing with myself, mm-hmm. I record myself because it's like...
I never make nut videos.
A wonder to me.
Why not?
I don't know why.
Go sell.
I don't like coming. I like coming when I have sex. I don't like just jacking off and coming.
Your OnlyFans will...
And I know. And people told me, like, you need to put that on your OnlyFans. You know, to put a cum shot. You know what I'm saying? But for some reason, I be hating that because I'm like, I'm finna probably fuck later. And I just ruined it. Now, if I'm by myself, I'm going to go ahead and do it.
So, if you make yourself nothing, you can't nut when you have sex.
Yeah, but it's going to take a longer fucking time.
But that's good. That's the whole purpose of it.
Sometimes.
So, you never had a chick, like, text you and ask you for that?
For first of all,
I always don't ask to see my dick. No, I had what they call it, FaceTime with somebody before and did it. But I don't like it. Like, I'd rather came in.
Send me unsolicited dick pics. That is called ocular rape.
No, it's not.
Yes, the fuck it is. It's wrong to do, but it's not rape. Dick, don't send that shit to me. It is. You just raped my goddamn ass. Ocular rape, people. It's a fucking thing. I got a nigga right now.
My nigga all on Twitter.
I've never done nothing with this man. None of that shit. He will FaceTime me, dick just out. I don't even like you. Yeah. Like, I guess.
He's telling you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he knows.
He be trying to get her, like, I'm gonna get her this time. Right.
He knows.
I know she horny at 5 a.m.
He be like, I need you.
I know she horny at 5 a.m. I'm gonna get that motherfucker.
Like, golly. Does it matter if a lady's nails are done or not?
Nah, but it looks good.
In my hair?
Yeah. Oh. That shit look good. You know what I like?
They can't look fucked up.
I like women with rings. If you got a few rings on, oh my God. Suck me off. A woman with rings and they sucking dick. Oh,
that's a fact.
Oh, gee. You got about 5 rings and add 2 more?
What about the bracelet?
The bracelet too? And that motherfucker be moving? You got, God damn.
That's a true fetish.
If that ain't the same, that's a fetish. That's a fetish.
That's a real fetish.
That's a real
fetish. Miss got on 3 Pandora bracelets and you sucking me off with them rings too? Oh, don't be married with a ring on. Oh, a nut on that ring. This is what you bought her? This is what you bought her?
Some nigga done bought all these charms.
And you hear that motherfucker jingling? You like, she's sucking this shit tonight, nigga. That shit is good. That's a good.
I wonder what that's called.
I don't know, but that's some sexy
that's
shit.
New shit there.
That's some sexy shit.
I ain't never heard of that.
I ain't never heard of
rings. Well, I don't have any rings.
I swear, that's why I be wanting older chicks, because they be wearing rings. Older women be wearing rings, and that shit is.
I don't really wear rings.
You
ain't
got shit,
like
nigga.
That.
Get your hand game up, baby.
Buy me some.
You ain't sucking my dick. Nice ring. Go suck another nigga dick.
Get your head.
I'm serious. Women, if you out there listening, get a few rings. Just put them on one hand and get a couple bracelets. Don't put that Apple Watch on. Get a gold or a silver watch.
That ain't gonna do it.
Suck your mans off and stroke them. He will love it. Trust me. That nigga gonna bust.
You go buy me some rings.
You not sucking my cock, so no, I'm not buying no rings.
And buy me a bracelet. You owe me a birthday present.
Oh, I do. I ain't buying that. Buy your ass a necklace.
What about an anklet? I got an anklet.
You ain't stroking, nigga.
Switch anklet to the
wrist. Tell you that shit. That shit is sexy, man.
Tim, you like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah, jeez. That's why I want the older chicks. They the ones that wear rings. Especially motherfuckers who like work for post offices and shit, CTA. Yes, them the ones that got the rings.
Yes, hell yeah.
That shit is.
So the ring on the finger?
No, not one ring.
Oh, several?
You need all.
Like,
at least with
ashtray, bitch.
Right.
That nigga had like 10 rings on. I did not like that. Every time I see a man with multiple rings on his finger, it makes me nervous. Like, oh, don't trust him, y'all. He's gonna steal
from you. I had a female because I used to like wearing a pinky ring sometimes.
He's gonna steal from you. You do coke.
No, she was like, I used to think it was gay for a man to wear a ring. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Now, my granddaddy got a cold dad. He got some cold rings. But no, I ain't never been a ring person.
I couldn't wear my rings all the time. Like now, I have to wear it if I'm going somewhere.
Because I don't feel complete if my nails aren't done. Like, I don't feel womanly if my feet and my hands are not done. Like, mm-hmm. I pride myself on that. But shit, I'm going to have to get my ring game up. Okay.
What else we got on the docket? That's it, right?
Rings and Pandora bracelets.
Yeah.
Be around here, jingle, 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 jingle.
And then don't be going in your purse. Nigga, oh, yeah, she's stroking dick with that hand.
Hands is... I'm trying to see what would make it...
It's just, look, it's a sexy look. You got a nice woman hand. You got your nails done. You got some bling, some jewels. That shit just sexy. Like, when I fuck, I like grabbing heads, and I got my watch on. That shit be looking cool. Like, that's just, I feel rich. That's why I keep my gold chain on when I fucked up.
Asia, I'm telling you, nails and feet to me are a must. Like, it ain't. I don't even want to do nothing if they not done.
Nigga, please.
So how often you go get yours done?
Well, I go get my sister does my nails, so I get those done every 2-3 weeks, and I get my feet done at the same time.
Well,
I
she do nail the feet too?
She don't do my feet. She does though, but
where she work at? I don't know how to do my nails. My nails need to be touched.
In the house.
Okay, I'm gonna come over and have her do my nails. Cause my nails.
I can do your nails.
These are garbage nails.
They are, but I still don't throw it out.
They're not bad, but they bad.
Toes are mine.
Yeah, toes. I have
toes
pretty feet.
Cause I suck toes.
Yeah, I like toes.
Too. I have pretty feet though, so that's why I always like get my feet.
And put a ring on your toe too, if you.
It's a man.
You got
that,
don't you?
No, I don't have.
I thought you had
rings. It's a man I know that has toe rings. And he's not gay.
Who is he? Dennis Rodman?
No.
You sure he ain't gay?
I swear to you. He married and everything.
Oh, that don't mean shit.
I don't think he's
gay. I love him if I say, oh, he married, he ain't gay.
I mean, shit. You seen... Have you seen Lovecraft Country? Motherfucker, have you seen...
I cannot get
into Tyler Perry movies?
Married this fuck.
Huh?
I can't get into that show.
That show is great. But we're not talking about that. This is a whole nother thing. And they've been having a lot of sex on that show, too.
A lot of gay sex on that
gay
show.
Gay sex? Yeah. Yeah.
You make me that nigga, come back to the
you
show.
You seen P-Valley?
I love P-Valley.
Seen,
I miss...
I didn't see Will Murdo split it and spit. You seen it?
Yeah.
They said Montrose did a way bigger spit. That nigga said... spit in his hand and went straight into his ass. I'm like, fam.
Ooh, Jesus Christ.
I don't back
I
in the
love place. The Pank. I want the Pank to open up.
Yeah, that shit good. That's a good show.
Mr. Cliff.
That show was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
What?
With a bunch of no-name people?
Yeah.
I like no-name
shit. Only nigga because I knew was the nigga so who played Obama.
Because you get, like, think about it. The, what was that? Blair Witch Project?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't know nobody in that shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Scary as fuck.
That's true.
But you know, Mississippi is on the hair color block.
Yeah, she is.
She's yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
She's still ain't famous.
She's famous now.
Yeah, she's more famous now.
Yeah. What you mean, boy? Everybody know
Mississippi. M-I. Crudette, Crudette.
Everybody know how to spell Mississippi. It ain't just M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I. It's M-I crooked letter.
That shit irritating me.
If you don't shake your ass, I don't give a fuck about Mississippi.
Hi, brother.
She bringing home for chocolates.
Right.
Oh God.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I did enjoy about that show. Like, I am a light, bright, rare bone, but I feel that there is not enough shows celebrating dark skinned chocolate women, and that show did that.
Yeah.
Like, and I like the fact that the light skinned girl was the villain and not the dark skinned girl.
Well, who's the villain? Who's the villain?
She wasn't the villain, but she was showing all the night scamming.
Yeah, you know. What the fuck is she got to get a hustle? You supposed to root for that.
Yeah, no, but I like that because, you know, sometimes it would be the dark-skinned girl.
If it wasn't for her, they would be all on their ass.
And that's why I felt. But I enjoy the show. I love the fact that it was just so many variations in just one light-skinned girl, but it celebrated the dark-skinned woman. I love that about that show.
Now, my mother's a stripper. Well, she was a stripper.
Shout out to Mama.
Yeah, she definitely was. Really? I fucking put foundation and glitter on her shit before she went out to the show. She had called me some nights. I'm like, hey, my regular following my ass home. I need you to come out here and walk me in the house. Yeah, no. So I like the show because it touched on a lot of good shit. And then a lot of, like, my grandma watching this shit.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma is a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Tim's grandma watched that shit.
I felt like it did good. Like, I'm all about things that touch real life issues, and that did it for me.
Yeah.
Right.
So, y'all, another episode in the bag.
In there, like swimwear.
Well, no, we got 12 minutes, y'all.
Oh, we do?
Sure do. We got 48 minutes.
Oh, I thought we was at 50.
So, what's another thing we got?
You want to spin your mouth? Is it like a spin?
No, it's
a, to people. And see, because when people be like,
I mean, when I say this, people, you have
natural saliva.
My thing is, I hate when people think that. Like, let's have fucking knowledge right now.
School
you're not
me.
Spitting in my mouth as in the spit.
Okay.
We're slowly kissing. We get each other turned on. And you just let a little drool come out.
So it's drool.
Right.
Tim said he like you to drool in his mouth.
Tim don't like it.
That ever happened to you? Tim, you should try it. That's your homework for the week. Tim.
I spit in a girl's face before.
And Tim likes
I'll
too.
Slap the fuck they
like,
out of a nigga.
A lot of women like this shit.
I wish a motherfucker would.
Tina, you gotta realize a lot of motherfuckers is nasty.
Spit in my motherfucking face and I am going to.
And when you get a piece of the soul snatcher?
Fuck out of fuck out of here.
You gonna do every motherfucking thing I tell you.
Fuck, I'm out of here, and I'm calling the motherfucking police on my way.
But no, I mean, I have women that let me spit on them like that. Mm-mm. They like it.
How did you get into the spitting in your mouth?
Yeah.
Porn, Tumblr, just being aroused by different shit.
Stop watching that white shit.
That ain't white shit. It was black people doing it. It's a lot of black people. I just told y'all here. I don't like white women. I do not like white women, so I don't white watch.
Black.
I don't watch white porn.
Gotta match my dick. I can't even get into the mode if the motherfucking porno, if the dick ain't black, ain't matching my shit. It gotta be about my size. It gotta be about my color.
Bro, you just need to be up there, Dean.
Director.
Stuntcock.
The first time that it happened, like a guy had tried to do some spit shit. This is gonna sound crazy, but I knew him. I guess we kind of knew each other, but he came to clean the carpets. And
that's what I be wanting, G. I want a woman. I be wanting a woman so bad. Like, I used to want to work at Comcast.
Which carpet was it?
He definitely cleaned the carpet.
This carpet's Master Dre's, man. Hey.
So he came to clean the carpets one day.
Does your carpet's Master Dre's?
That is a good question.
So
is it blonde down there?
No, it doesn't. I don't have anything. It's nude.
I used to dye my pants.
So he came to clean the carpets one time, and I peeped him. I'm like, damn, okay. So then I booked him. Like, we text. I'm like, oh, how are you? Little text.
I think I knew he was trying to get some ass.
And then I booked him again to come clean the couches.
You was and on then, that motherfucking couch like this.
No.
We're going to clean it afterwards.
No, and then he cleaned the carpets, and then we just started talking, and then one thing led to another, and my man's had a horse, and the shit was, like, so intense and off the motherfucking chain. It was ridiculous. And then in the mid, like, he was on top of me, and then he just grabbed my motherfucking mouth, it was coming down, and I was like... And I had moved my face out just in time before it hit me, but it hit me like right here. I was like, I don't know what. Wait a minute. And then in my mind, I'm like, bitch, this is what you get. This is what you get. Trying to be free.
Try it, man. It's fun. It's fun.
Trust now, me. I'll dribble in somebody's mouth. I know somebody that loved, like he was like, I love those sloppy kisses. And I was like, oh, I'm going to kiss you. This is too bad. But I had,
You need to be freaky. You ain't freaky.
Because I don't fucking want spit in my
mouth. This shit, I thought you would do something in this shit. Like,
because I don't want spit in my mouth.
Yeah. That's some freaky shit.
That's
top notch. I love it, though. It's my thing.
I see.
It's perfect. Gets that adrenaline. Gets the people going.
So that make you harder?
Yeah. It make me go.
But you probably like super sloppy dick sucks.
Not really.
I'm dainty.
Not really. I like it wet. Like, make my shit wet. Make me feel it. But, nah, not like you need to.
You like that wet, that
I like
wop,
that. You know what I like when they hit that throat? When that motherfucker reach that throat and he...
The throat. It's a third throat. Did you know that?
When a motherfucker goggle.
You ever hit a third throat?
And you
throat?
See your dick go in the throat and that motherfucking throat gets swollen. Ooh.
That's your throat.
That with the hands and the rings.
Rings and gloves.
Tell you, Tina.
Ladies. Get your ring. What you say?
Get your ring game up.
Get your hand game up.
That's what you asked for Christmas.
How many rings though?
Oh, I just told you, Gina, all of them.
5 goddamn rings.
Yes. I mean, you can have less, but 5 makes it better.
Bill Jackson here.
Right. You a champ, huh? That's what made me know you a champ. I'm fucking sucking dick like that.
I get like 2 rings.
2. You gotta put them right here though.
I would do it like on my ring finger and this finger.
Yeah, they gotta be seen.
And then I get a couple of Pandora bracelets. And it'd be like shka, 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 shka,
right, it'd be shaking. Shka, shka,
shka. Oh, yeah. And you'd be like this. When you go like this, it'd be like, what sound will it make? Pull up the sound effects. You gotta
go. All I know is I get my black girl's dick and my white girl's cock.
Wait, play that. And what's the minute? Play that on the end when he finishes.
We should have had that one
B-roll. That shit. Raw as hell. This for the last minutes.
Wait, that shit was funny as hell. So
see, my homie just said shit too.
So.
nigga, and the nigga's cold. Wait, I gotta go back to it. Nigga, you can't get in my phone.
I just opened it like, surprise, I did it when you was taking a nap.
That nigga cold. That nigga cold as hell, dude.
That ain't all the shit, though. Like,
that's his only song?
No, he got some other shit.
I thought it was that white guy that be making them songs. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that with the glasses? Oh, that motherfucker cold. Oh, he be getting the hair rolled.
Oh, he is so that nigga be funny.
Hey, he good, though. This shit be, hey, this shit, you be sitting there like low-key. You be listening like, what the fuck?
How's your 30 dates going? Have you been on any dates? Look,
we have to record that if I do that. Oh. We ain't even asked nobody to do it.
Oh.
So, no, I haven't did no 30 dates. You went on one.
I went on one date, and he was a little clingy. But it was, I had a good time. That's cool. You going to take me on a date?
Where you going to go, Tina?
Where you take the other girls to. Because y'all be going on bike rides.
You really want to know?
On Lakeshore Drive.
Hey, people like to take me out. Okay.
So you been on some dates?
That many dates? It's exercise.
Shut the fuck up.
Let's get in shape.
You calling the police on your ass.
Okay, well, that's how long we got, guys?
That's it, man.
I think that's it. That's it. Let's go in. All right. Once again.
It's another episode in the bag, Daddy.
Yeah. That's episode 7. We'll be dropping Friday. This is episode, what, Sweetest Taboo? I go by your host name. Damn, I'm tweaking. Drinking this tequila. I'm your host, Gas Station P, and this is my co-host.
Wait, his name is Gas Station P. Follow him on Instagram.
I was going to say that after I did it. Follow me on Instagram at Gas Station P, Twitter at Gas Station P.
And PJ Fuck Her, since he wants everyone to know.
Why not?
PJ Fuck Her on Twitter.
That's
PJ
my OnlyFans.
PJ Fuck Her on OnlyFans.
That's my OnlyFans, so check it out.
PJ Fuck Her on Clips for Sale.
I ain't on
PJ
that.
Fuck Her on MV Videos.
I'm not on that.
We supporting all the black motherfucking businesses. You gonna be on there after the night, Dad? Okay. And I am your lovely co-host, Miss Tina. Follow me on Instagram at Miss Chic, on Twitter at Tina.
Look at that camera.
Oh, on this one.
Yes.
Sorry, I'll redo it. My name is Miss Tina. Follow me on Instagram at Miss Chic, MZCHIQ, and on Twitter at Tina Sexy and Savage. My Twitter game ain't really that high, but
we'll get it together.
What you say, freaks and geeks?
Freaks and freaks. I say freaks and freaks.
I thought it said geeks.
Tim said freaks and geeks.
Freaks and geeks. That's Timmy. And on that note, peace out.
Have a good night. Be safe, y'all. And wear your condoms if you're out there.
Condoms. Raw is not loud, people. Oh, and follow the page, Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast. The Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast is part of the NMG Network, a division of NMG Enterprises, LLC.